Trials of Apollo, The Burning Maze, Chapter 37. Want to play a game? It's easy. You take a guess, then you burn to death. This part of the maze had no elevators, wandering government employees, or signs reminding us to honk before turning corners.
Hi, I'm Ava.
I'm Neve.
And I'm Brayden.
And this is Return to Camp Half-Blood, the English class that you always wanted.
Where we analyze the Percy Jackson and Heroes of Olympus books through a new theme every week.
Ava, Neve, how are we doing this week?
Doing okay. Back in the Midwest, crazy stuff. It's so cold here. And just kind of doing my best. I'm my New Year's resolution, and I don't super believe in New Year's resolutions for myself because I do forget them like all the time. But my New Year's resolution that I think is actually pretty attainable is I want to become more of a movie girly. I have been movies, I really love them. I'm just really bad at watching them because I'm like, if I get 20 minutes into this thing and I don't like it, I still have to finish it. And then that's 2 hours of my life. But it's a lot.
You can't turn it off.
No, I can't. I have to fucking finish it. Like, I hate.
Period. You're talking to someone who Googles the end of them, so that's not as bad as me.
No, it's certainly not. That's a different.
I've been doing so good. Right, Brayden?
Yeah.
I have not been Googling the end of so many of the movies that we've watched.
Good. Proud of you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so because of that, I have watched a decent amount of movies in the past, like, weekish. Including I have watched Saltburn twice, not exactly of my own accord. Well,
how did we end up here the second time?
Well, I wanted to show my roommate. I was like, Ariel, I need you to watch this so we can talk about it. Because it's one of those movies that like, I saw it maybe 5-ish days ago. I was like laying in bed before I came back here. And I was like, I think it's time to see what everyone's talking about. And then I became one of the people who was talking about it a lot just because of the fact that it's crazy. I don't know, just pure shock factor. I was like, I need the person that I'm spending a lot of my time with right now to have seen this as well. So we had like a kind of a marathon last night where we first watched Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which is so fucking sad.
I didn't know you watched that because I saw it on your Letterboxd.
Yep, I now have a Letterboxd. So I'm really committing to the film girl lifestyle. And then post that, we watched Saltburn. And so very crazy evening. But yeah, that's my update as I'm really trying to become a movie girl. How about you, Neve?
I'm good. I had a very busy weekend, which looks like it will turn into a busy life, but that's exciting. It is all stuff that I signed up to do and want to do. I went to a staff holiday party for the restaurant that I work at because they can't, because like we are the holiday party. So the holiday party has to be in January for us. And it was bonkers. There were like, I didn't win any, unfortunately, but like there were like raffled off like prizes of like TVs and Apple Watches and like basketball courtside tickets. I did not enter that raffle, but like there were like an iPad. I was actually really angry I didn't get the iPad. I was holding out for that one. And an open bar, and I got relatively intoxicated in front of all of my coworkers, but not as intoxicated as my managers.
That's so awesome.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
I was literally like judging, like I was like, as I was like going throughout the night, I was like, okay, I need to find a manager and see if they're still like drunker than I am. And then I have permission to go get another drink. And they always were. Good for them. They are like, they work like 11-hour days sometimes. So they do deserve to get really drunk at this holiday party. But I'm glad that they were darker than I was because they do employ me. So it would have been weird. I think it's also important to mention that all my managers are like between the ages of 26 and 29. Like they're all like only a little bit older than us, which is why I think they felt comfortable to get up.
Restaurants do be like that, huh?
Yeah. Absolutely plastered at this work event. But it was really fun, surprisingly. I literally texted Braden. I was like, this is over at 10. So I'll be over around 10:30 unless it sucks. And then I will be home earlier. But it was actually fun. So that was exciting.
And she never came home.
And I never came home. I came home at like 12:30 probably.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy Monday. How are you, Braden?
I'm fine. You know, we're chilling. Just work and whatever. Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's, I just don't, like, nothing, like, I don't have anything, like, particularly interesting, maybe. I don't know.
I'm a terrible roommate. You could talk about that.
Neva's a terrible roommate. I just told her, I was like, hey, can you be a little bit better about putting away your dishes? And she was like, so I need to go to hell. And I was like, girl, I really don't care that much. Please just put your plates away.
That's so
other funny. Than that, I'm doing fine. On that grind, you know, I've made a lot of progress on a project that I'm working on, my latest artistic endeavor. That I don't want to say any more about it right now. I was trying to figure out how much I wanted to say on the podcast at this moment. But the goal is by the end of this year for you to be hearing about it, hopefully. We'll see. I have a couple of artistic balls in the air at the moment.
Sorry.
I know. I walked into that one. But mostly I'm spending my time working. And today the weather was crazy. Absolutely batshit insane wind and rain, hurricane level weather here in
the
city of Philadelphia.
Wow.
Crazy exciting.
That's wild.
Glad to be home and not out there anymore today.
It was terrible.
I was waiting for that Uber. I was like, I'm going to die out here.
I know. Like, even taking an Uber, I was still, everything I have was soaked through. Like,
literally.
Everything in my bag is soaked through still. But hey, c'est la vie.
C'est la fucking vie.
Okay, sera, sera.
Right.
Welcome back to Return to Camp Half-Blood. This week we'll be discussing The Trials of Apollo, The Burning Maze, chapters 37 through 40, through the theme of ingenuity. I almost said Burnting Maze.
A Burnting, that's hilarious.
Burnting Maze.
I really had to like restrain myself from doing that. I said it after anyway, so I might as well have made the joke in the moment. So, if I am correct with my assumptions...
You know you are correct.
I know I'm correct, and you've just something. Go ahead.
Okay, so they're in the Burnting Maze, and they realize that they're solving crossword puzzle riddle-style stuff to get a prophecy and to lead them to the correct place to go, and as they're going through these tunnels, they're like, ooh, Apollo's facing death. And then they find out that it's in a tomb, but then a clue involves a hyacinth, and Apollo flips out and gets the answer wrong, and then the floor comes out from under them, and then they're over the fire, and they Apollo's like, don't worry, drop me in the fire, all's well, I promise, and all is well. And he gets the fire to go away, and then they get to,
you're out of time.
I was so close. That last chapter had so much more in it than it needed
to have. Well, they find her awfully.
They do. And she's like, I gotta keep talking in crosswords and it'll help you get to me. And that works until Medea shows up.
Yeah. This was a crazy chapter.
It was.
Like, we'll talk about it more after. What are our songs?
Okay. My song, I think I used it in Heroes of Olympus, but I really like it. And also, it's just such, like, a high-intensity song that I'm kind of like, why not reuse? It's called Deeper in the Water by The Lone Bellow. It's kind of about, like, shit's intense for me all the time. And, like, that's kind of the premise. And it's also a banger. So, yeah.
Exactly. You want to go?
No, you can go.
Okay. Mine's a little bit of a stretch, but it was the only song that I could think that, like, I wanted to, because I wanted to do a song about Apollo's moment in the flames, mm-hmm. where I feel like it was an interesting, on this journey that Apollo's been on this entire series to understand humans and demigods and the crisis of humanity more.
Mm-hmm.
This was a really interesting moment of like, but remember that you are still a god. And that was like, cool. Because Apollo's been kind of getting the shit kicked out of him these past couple chapters. And I thought it was a very good reminder. So the song is Watch What Happens Next by Waterparks. Because it's a little shit song and Apollo is a little shit. So it makes sense. Love the song, by the way. I have listened to it in my life, but it is definitely like a little shit song. And it's about that. It's about like taking your own power and like being confident is like such a very scaled back way of describing it. But that's like the only word that's coming to mind right now. So I picked that one.
Slay.
My song is Blood/Water by Grandson. It just like felt like the vibes of when we brought up Hyacinth and he was like, I'm actually going to kill everyone. Like, just it's like the lyrics of the song reference like, beg me for mercy, look me in the eyes, tell me everything's not fine. You thought you could go free, but the system is done for. If you listen closely, there's a knock at your front door, we'll never get free. I don't know. It just like feels like that kind of rage of like, sometimes you push the wrong button on someone.
Strangest lines that can't be crossed.
Yes. And oh boy, did he snap in like a, like Erica Jane, you just didn't realize you were about to say the wrong thing, but you did. And now coming for your throat.
Yeah.
And I felt like this song embodied that.
Period.
What were our favorite parts?
I mean, I love whenever the Arrow of Dodona talks, and I feel like she had some stellar moments. I know I just she heard the arrow, and it just like seemed all, but fuck it.
You said it so confidently, I was like, yeah, the arrow is.
Right.
Arrow has a traditional gender construct.
Like, fuck it, right?
Fuck it, we ball
regardless, and I love it whenever this arrow speaks, and like, I am using that for my sass moment as well, so I won't get too specific. But really good content.
Sorry, fucketh we ball.
Fucketh we ball.
That's like that's the Arrow of Dodona quote.
Right.
I liked the crosswording.
I know, I thought it was a fun little game.
It was very
visual.
Legend of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah.
If I'm dating us, then if you are like, I'm a little child, and what is that? Don't tell me.
I'm a little child.
Keep it to yourself if you don't know what we're referencing.
If you don't know what Legend of the Hidden Temple was, it was even a little before us. Like, it was a little like it was geared to kids like older than we were, like early 2000s, late 90s. I think it was on for like a while. It was a game show but like it was almost like Indiana Jones themed
yep.
game show where it was a mix of everything, like Wipeout and Hole in the Wall. Do you remember Hole in the Wall?
No.
Hole in the Wall was also on Nick, if I'm correct, or maybe it was on Cartoon Network. But they had the walls would come through the space and you had to form the shape in the wall to not be pushed off. I'm not crazy.
No, I like that. This sounds like some shit that they would do.
Yeah. But Legend of the Hidden Temple was like an adventure game meets game show kind of show. Anyways, this was fun. And I like crosswords.
Yeah, it was fun. It felt like such an appropriate, like, I don't know why I was like, of course Grover's here. Like, this is just something so appropriate for Grover to be helping out with. And like, that made me smile. Because of course Grover's here for the crossword puzzles. The dangerous crossword puzzles.
Yeah, of course he's here for the crossword puzzles.
Speaking of Grover, one of my favorite moments of this series was Apollo being like, Grover, you can drop me now. Don't worry. And he said, okay. And immediately, that was like, so.
Well, you don't have to tell me twice.
Subverting expectations for real. I literally laughed out loud in the Honeygrow reading that. I was like,
it was very.
I'm sick of this shit. I'm sick of Apollo. Go to the flames. Whatever you think is going to work, make it work.
Him, like, he was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I called Piper, not because I didn't want to be left alone with you two. He is tired of them, and I can do nothing but respect it, frankly.
Oh, we have to stand. So funny.
Yeah.
Can let me go now. Okay.
No, okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah. You truly did not have to tell him twice.
It was so good. Especially because Apollo had, like, just fucked it up for them by submitting the wrong answer, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck the club up. Fuck the club up. That album was bad, and we all have to admit it.
It was.
I don't even know what you're saying.
The latest Nicki album. Oh, no. We can't say that on the internet. The Barbs. Well,
I haven't listened yet. I need to.
No, you don't.
But I would like to know.
First.
Yeah, fair. You know what? If the Barbs come for us,
that's dedication.
They'll honestly be bolstering our
that's
profile.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
like
dedication.
True, we'd get a lot of attention.
We're going to take a break and then we'll be back to talk about the theme of ingenuity.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
All right, ingenuity. What do we want to talk about first?
Yeah.
You said you were like real ready and then you really weren't.
Yeah. I suddenly have zero thoughts in my brain. I just wanted the silence to end. I'm going to be honest.
It wasn't even, you didn't even wait. Even you just started speaking.
No, it felt like a long silence to me.
It wasn't. We just started recording. Oh my God. This is set to be a silly episode, I fear. 100%. Ingenuity, I have thoughts, so I will talk. I thought it was really interesting that we have this workaround quirky setup thing that Herophily has where like, oh, she can only talk in crosswords because that's her curse.
Right.
Which is an interesting way to be like, this is actually part of the magical world and not one of the little fun workarounds that our protagonists come up with, because ingenuity could be the main theme of all of these books. Because I actually had an argument with my brother about this recently, because we were talking about the TV show, and he was saying that he was like, well, they're not really good at fighting. And I was like, yeah, they never have been. That's the secret.
They're not good at fighting till Heroes of Olympus. This whole original,
they're not great there either. This is the whole secret that we've convinced ourselves in, like, the way we remember these books, where we're like, yeah, and like Percy is a great fighter, and they have all this, like, no, most of the time they're in a situation that they cannot escape, because they're up against an enemy that is way more powerful and adept at fighting and traditional combat than them. They have to be ingenuitous, which is not a word, but
it sounds like
have ingenuity. It's not a word. I made it up. But they have to try to find these little workarounds how to not fight the big bad. They actually kill very few of the monsters. Not very few, but like pretty 50-50 with whether they like off the monster that they run into or they just get away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even more times, the monster kind of kills itself.
No, that's like they just come up with a smart way to make the monster endanger itself, honestly. Yeah.
It's all very waving the red flag at the bull so that it runs into the anvil.
Yeah.
So true.
But that's why this Herophily thing is interesting, because we have bypassed the, like, let's see what clever plan our protagonists come up with and put it in the conflict directly, where it's like, this is just silly and strange. But it's not something you can win by fighting. It, like, literally, you just do have to solve these puzzles. Yeah. And it just, like, as someone who, like, really likes video games that have a lot of puzzles in them and, like, that kind of stuff, I really enjoyed that aspect of these chapters and, like, playing the crossword along with them.
Yeah, me too. I was playing along with them as well.
Very New York Times girlies.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah.
The mini.
I saw the games today.
I didn't play today.
I was doing it at the gym and then I just forgot.
I will sometimes forget if I'm not like really actively sitting in front of a computer and looking to not do the work that I'm supposed to be doing.
It's an evening activity for me for sure. Like post pod, it's shower and New York Times games time.
I'm actually really excited to play when we hop off the podcast. I'm actually gonna end the podcast here. So,
so we're all gonna go play.
I will say the Mini hasn't really been doing it for me recently. I don't know.
There was one day.
It's been weird.
It was last week at some point that the Mini was so hard. Like, it took me 5.5 minutes. I was really, like, stunned. I was like, who made the Mini today? It was something so weird. It was really difficult.
I haven't even found them always. Like, I mean, there are hard ones that I come across. But, like, even more consistently than that, though, they're just, like, weird jumps in logic for how, like, they're like, yeah, really like backwards hints, you know, yeah, like that are like hard for, but not for the reasons they're supposed to be. We're just like, how did we get here? Like, I got here, but like, why did you get here?
Right. No, that's fair. That's kind of how I felt about, I'm gonna say yesterday, but yesterday meaning Monday's connections. I normally am like, I try to body connections regardless of how ridiculous it is, just because I'm just like, yeah, like this is a reach, but they have power and influence, so I'll try it. But no, I was so pissed at Mondays. It was really stupid.
I do have to say, ever since she came on the scene, connections is my girl.
Oh, she's my girl.
It used to be Spelling Bee.
I've always hated Spelling Bee personally.
Really? I'm very good at it.
I don't know why.
It kind of exhausts me after a while. I find a lot of comfort in Sudoku as well, because that was the primary way that I would procrastinate my homework senior year of college, is I would spend a lot of time on all three of the New York Times Sudoku puzzles.
Oh, but classic in class activity.
Do you know what I would do in class, going back to crosswords? The full, you know how they make like four like full New York Times crosswords available for, yeah, free today? Oh my god, I would be sitting and doing those free. You start to realize that those crossword editors have such a difficult job. I don't know how they come up with these things, and like, oh, they also heavily rely on some words to like make their shit work. Like, literally, I remember at one point I was like, if I see the word orb, the New York, yeah, Times crossword editors love the word orb. They said, we'll connect anything with those three letters. We love orb. Like, it's always in the puzzle.
I do have to say, I do prefer the USA Today crossword because...
Interesting.
The New York Times one's a little too hard.
New York Times ones are really hard.
They are. The full crossword is really hard.
But that's why I love doing it. That was such an in-class activity for me, is to try and do the full crosswords that they had free. Oh, now I'm going to go back to doing that. Tomorrow, right, while I'm doing my work, I'm going to, as soon as I take my break, it's going to be those full crosswords again. They are so fun.
I also like Letterboxd. Letterboxd.
Yeah. I'm a fan of Letterboxd as well. I try to do it. I have an order. It's for me, it's always the Mini, Spelling Bee, Wordle, Letterboxd, Tiles, Connections, Sudoku.
I do try to save Connections for either, it depends how much time I have. If I only have really time to like do one that day, it is Connections.
100%.
Or yeah. I save Connections for last because it's dessert, you know?
Yes, it's dessert. She and Sudoku are my two desserts. And then the Mini, like, is my other favorite and, like, starts me off.
Yeah, the Mini is, like, a good, like, we're going to get going.
Get in here. Yeah, yeah. So ingenuity, for sure.
We're in this era. liking these little games.
I do like,
I'm a senior year of college, so I've been in it.
Oh yeah, I think we just started talking about it more as a society.
Yeah,
like, I turns out we've always been all doing this.
Yeah,
the way that I was doing the Connections for months before anyone in our like friend group chat ever brought it up, and I was like, yeah, wait, we've all been playing Connections and we just haven't been talking.
Really? I know that. And also, to any of you guys, this might be this is definitely a different level of like in touch with, I don't know. But do you guys, I sometimes still do the Semantle, or it's like you guess.
Oh no, fuck that. Absolutely not. No fucking way. That is hard for just the sake of being hard.
I know. And I do it occasionally, but I had to know if either of you did it. It's not a regular practice for me at all because it is just kind of like anger inducing for no good reason.
I like puzzles, but right. I don't like puzzles that are like anger, like intentionally anger inducing.
Right.
I can't stand that shit. Absolutely fucking not. No fucking way.
Yeah, I kind of figured that you would not like
it. I do like the Wordle, though. Like, the Wordle is tight and true. I don't always do it, but when I do it, I enjoy it. And I do it well.
And I kill it every time. As you should. As you should.
I'm very good at what I do. And what I do isn't very nice. That's a Wolverine quote. That's his one of his like catchphrases. Really? Yeah.
I thought making your own Housewives entrance line.
I thought you were also referencing Housewives.
No. But you know what tonight is? But is tomorrow for Neve and I, because we don't have Bravo Live. We just watch it on Peacock. The first episode of the Salt Lake City season 4 reunion, which I'm very excited for. As you can tell by our social media, it was.
I'm happy for you guys. I really am.
The Real Housewives.
You have to watch it. It's.
Do I?
Yes, it is. You don't even need to watch the first 3 seasons because this season was so fucking crazy. Neve has not seen the first 3 seasons. We watched the first like couple episodes of the first season, but. She watched the whole season 4 with me, and it is batshit. It is the finale last week was the most incredible hour of television I maybe have ever seen. even better than the Succession finale, better than the Red Wedding.
How fucking dare you say that about Succession? Well, I guess I have to
watch. You haven't watched. You have not watched this.
Television as a medium was designed for.
For this.
For things like this. It was
incredible use of the weekly television format.
Yeah.
It was
insanity.
Oh my God. I guess I have to fucking watch Housewives. Because here's my thing is like, I've never been super invested in the Housewives franchise, but I also remember neither was Neve really when we were all at school. So I trust That's you. True.
I also don't care about any of the rest of them.
Right.
Like Beverly Hills is frequently on in my household, but I'm not keeping up with Beverly Hills, you know? I just tune in when I'm home.
Right.
This one, I'm
but sad. it is interesting enough that Neve will watch it when it's on.
Yeah, of course. I'm not gonna be like, turn this off. So
it's also like not like a show that like
that you need Southern to- woman is so hateful. She's so funny.
Sutton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hateful. So
yeah, it's.
I haven't even watched like most of the show, but I'm kind of devastated that Kyle and Mauricio are getting a divorce.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, I just started this current season. It's been a year, but I did finally catch up on all 13 seasons of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Potomac, you're next.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, I do. We have a friend whose father is one of their doctors.
Yeah, I was going to say, I live 45 minutes from there, and I know the people from that city. Oh, good luck.
Oh, I know. I've heard that like they're kind of all terrible, and it's made it not as fun to watch anymore. But there are like 8 seasons before the current one, so. And those had good reviews.
Good Christ. I have fun. I'm going to finish the season of Survivor that I'm watching, and then I'll watch Salt Lake City season 4.
Yes. I mean, I will say I would recommend all of Salt Lake City. Is incredible. It is too... I don't even know how to, like, pitch it well, because I can't describe it without spoiling it. But these people are otherworldly batshit crazy. Like, one of them
write this. You could not write this.
One of them is in jail currently. One from the first season. She was not on the previous season. One of them runs a church that might be a cult and is married to her grandfather. Step-grandfather.
What?
But still. Like, Ava, you have to watch it. It's so good. And, like, it gets you hooked real quick.
Okay, I need that. That's good.
This is a combo on the podcast.
I am
we're spreading proselytizing. We're spreading the good word. Everyone on the podcast also should watch The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yes. Just like the
required media for this podcast, honestly. Trials of Apollo.
I am a Salt Lake City Housewives missionary.
Oh, wow. That's hilarious.
No, we're kidding. But you should watch it.
You should.
It's very funny.
Sass moments?
It's a really great discussion of the theme, you guys.
I think it was.
I think so, too. All right. As prophesied, I chose an era of Dodona quote. I just think it's so funny. Because we don't have enough spaces to spell Apollonius, beast thy answereth, or beast, you know. Oh, ha ha, adjust as weak as thy muscles. That's so rude. I love it.
I love it. Mine is, Meg, I said, can you attach yourself to the wall? Do I look like Spider-Man? She yelled back. Very few people look as good and tight as Spider-Man. Meg certainly was not one of them.
I loved that one. That was so good.
Mine is, it's the only way she can help us. I believe we have to fill in the correct answer in the correct number of spaces. Grover scratched his head. Does anyone have a giant golden pen? I wish Percy were here.
It was so cute.
A little sweetie sass moment, honestly.
It was so precious.
All right, who are our offerings for? I'm going to go for Apollo for trying to sacrifice himself for a second time.
Yeah.
Good for him. He used to really care about his life. Ain't great that he doesn't at all now, but...
Yeah.
Rossara.
Mine is for Grover. He dropped Apollo and that was funny, but also... he's killing it. He helped them get one of the answers, which is more than I would expect him to do, honestly. All love. all peace and love. And his presence in this book has just been very, very sweet.
Really appreciated, yeah.
Yeah, that's real. I love Grover. I was thinking about giving my offering to him as well, but I have to choose Miss Medea. Sorry for yawning while talking about her. She's never boring. But she is just, I know we're gonna get more Medea hate in the next few chapters. And I'm not ready for it. I think she's fierce.
And who do you vote off? I'm personally, there was no one really in the chapters who bothered me, so I'm voting off the person who makes the New York Times connections when it's weird, you know, because it's not always weird, but sometimes they're like things that are the shape of other things, and you're like, what does that mean?
Right.
What? How was that a category? and that is also how I imagine Apollo was feeling about some of these crossword hints. Because I also, some of these were like, Rick, you really wrote these backwards because, oh boy, like,
yeah.
Were these not the obvious answers to all of these questions?
And you know, it started out so obvious and then it just completely went off the rails.
Yeah. That's real. In the same vein, I'll vote off the Samantle.
Work.
I'm a music lover.
I don't know. I vote off the word orb.
The word
orb. Y'all, so real. It needs to be voted off.
Stop using the word orb in New York Times crosswords.
Also, like, writers, please
I like the word orb, like, generally.
Yeah.
But when they, I feel like so many, like, writers of, like Wattpad writers will just say eyes.
Oh, well, no, let's not say orb in terms of eyes.
Right, right.
I just like ball, like a crystal ball being like, oh, the orb of the donut.
Yeah.
That's all for this week. Join us next week where we'll be discussing
chapters 41 through 44.
Make sure to follow us on social media. We're at Return to Camp on every platform that matters. And we also have a coffee account and a Redbubble store and a website, www.returntocamp.com.